The Alaska primary on Tuesday could help determine who sets the agenda for the next legislature. Most of the contested primaries are among Republicans. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman talked with candidates in a primary in Kodiak that could have an impact across Alaska.
When Louise Stutes entered the legislature in 2014, she joined a House majority of mostly fellow Republicans. She says she believes in Republican values and has been a member of the party for 42 years. But she says the caucus didn't make progress on a long-term plan for the state's budget. She says the caucus wasn't willing to compromise.
And the partisanship, it was just unbelievable. And what did we get done? Zero. We got nothing done.
Stutes says that's why she joined a new majority with two other Republicans, two independents, and 17 Democrats. She notes that the legislature then passed a bill to draw money from Alaska permanent fund earnings that closed most of the gap between what the state spends and what it brings in. Stutes' caucus switch and her votes draw criticism from her primary challenger, Rich Walker.
You know, that was pretty bad far as I look at it, and so do a lot of other people. If you look at her record, there's a lot of things that she voted for that I totally don't agree with, which is cutting the permanent fund and taxes.
Walker hopes he's part of a broader change in the legislature.
I think we need a fresh new start down there, and hopefully we'll get a bunch of us down there this year to come into Juneau and work together.
Walker supports restoring permanent fund dividends to the full amount under the formula used before cuts in the last three budgets. He says that any gap in funding state government shouldn't come out of the pockets of middle and lower income Alaskans. Stutes says the full dividends would force the state to either draw down savings that would eliminate PFDs in the long run or require deep cuts to government services.
What that tells me is goodbye Alaska Marine Highway System, goodbye airport maintenance, which means fewer flights in and out, goodbye snow removal in the winter, goodbye public safety.
The sources for campaign contributions for the two candidates reflects a broader trend in the state. Rich Walker's received support from the Alaska Republican Party. Labor unions are among Stutes' campaign donors. Another Republican who switched caucuses, Anchorage Representative Gabrielle Ledoux, also is facing a challenger, Aaron Weaver. The third House member who was a Republican who switched caucuses is Paul Seaton of Homer. He's running as a registered nonpartisan in the Democratic primary. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.